Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
I'm sorry, Sam who?
Sam CZ Sun, you know, the guy who saved Ethereum's ass.
Like, oh, I think I know that times. Guy. The guy with the anime avatar and the sword. And I think I remember that post, but no clue where to find it.
Yeah,
I'm just coming here.
It's a pain. Let me see if I can dig it up for you. Yeah, I don't know. It's like all these Telegram group chats trying to find information is just so hard these days.
You know what? Now that you mentioned Telegram, I think someone sent it to me, but I have to really, it's going to be really hard to find it there.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you need that you're here?
Yeah, I didn't realize you were. You remember that upset guide that you mentioned yesterday? The one with all these SIM protections and SIM swapping protections and phishing prevention techniques. Does that ring a bell?
I think you're not mentioning the Officer Sia's recollection of advice and posts.
No.
And you're not talking about the insights from the book How to Disappear.
No, that's something super detailed, like a step-by-step guide giving you detailed instructions on how to
Who wrote it?
I was one of us. I was one of us a little while
Wait,
ago.
Wait, I wrote something that's on our internal Notion, which is like a transcription from something I did when in AI. Wait, was it one or many guides? Because Awesome Privacy has like a ton.
I think it was one actual guide.
Wait, Pascal. Pascal shared one on Twitter
That's the one. Thank you. Let me go back to his Twitter page. I'm going to have to scroll over hundreds of tweets to find it. But we'll get there. Thank you. I wouldn't have found it without you.
Do you have a minute? Now that you're here, would you be so kind to share me some best practices for developers?
Oh, dude, there's dozens, if not hundreds, of resources these days
Vice
on that
contracts.
Topic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so much. I think we put together a Google Doc listing all of them. Let me see if I can find that.
Shit, didn't realize there were so many.
Yeah, so tons these days, man. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I can see. Wow.
Yeah,
I was thinking...
I can't find it now.
No worries, but
again, yeah.
If only there was a more organized, structural place where we can all go and see all this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what people say? People say that the security issues are not because of lack of information, but rather because of ignorance.
That makes sense. That makes complete sense. You mean something like maybe... a community-owned wiki of sorts where we can all contribute and point our lovely users towards?
Yeah, man, I mean, I'm tired of scraping the entire internet, looking through my bookmarks, and when I'm thinking about this centralized thing, and I'm not thinking about Notion or Coda or Chambers, oh, please not. I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, man, that makes sense. Yeah, it's crazy. I spent so much time every day trying to dig up.
You know what I was also thinking, that even if the information is out there, but it lacks readiness, it's outdated, and you have to look for it everywhere. What you gonna do, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe we can help. Maybe we can build that central repository, a single source of truth when it comes to security best practices.
You mean like a generic best practices thingy?
Yeah, like security guidelines or...
Security frameworks. Yeah,
all
man!
Right. I'll leave you to it. Thank you. Godspeed.
Didn't realize we were here. How are you? So today I'm going to be talking about the security frameworks, which are high-level best practices in Web3. So I'm not going to speak much Amar. Oh shit! I'm not going to speak more about SEAL since it has already been presented. But the only thing that I'm going to say is that we are working with a lot of respectful people from the entire ecosystem, and we try to do good. So the other thing that I'm going to say is not to confuse us with this security alliance, because I don't know why they are on a triangle formation. That's some Illuminati shit right there. It suits them, apparently, pun intended. And also with the SEAL Alliance, which is an organization that tries to save endangered species of pinnipeds and seals. I wonder if we fit into that. Someone has to protect us too, right? So back to the presentation. We do many things, but it's outside of the scope of the presentation. And Frameworks is yet another one initiative, a pretty recent one. So my name is Mara. I work at the Red Guild. I am one of the founders. The other founder is there, Tincho. And I am also leading the security frameworks at SEAL. At the Red Guild, we work as a nonprofit organization doing public goods for the benefit. And we're very much aligned with SEAL. That's where we're working together. So this is going to be like really, really, really quick, fellas, because I don't want to bore you. And I dislike talking more than it's necessary. Liar. So like the book John Dies at the End, instead of pitching something and leaving the product till the end, I'm just showing it straight at the beginning. So if you go there to the QR code, it will safely take you to my latest malware. Just kidding. It will take you to one of those links. I forgot which one. I think it's the main one. So as you can see here on the links, both are synced and are deployments of those two branches. So the main branch is at .org and the developer branch is at .dev. And I'm going to show you some screenshots so you don't stare at the phone and look at me or look at the presentation. So here, as you can see, it's very basic. The current state is like a wiki. If you use Gitbook, it's something really similar to it. And on the left, you have the outline. You have like a brief introduction, how to navigate it, all the frameworks there, of course. And on the right, the content. And also, there's a disclaimer that reads, this is a work in progress, not a release, not a release. This is very important. We are looking for volunteers, see issues, to know how to collaborate. You're going to hear me a lot about asking for collaboration. And I'm not desperate. Just kidding. So if you go there and you click on that icon, it will take you directly to edit on GitHub. And if you are on the .dev domain and you log in with Vercel, you will be able to select any part of the content and leave comments that I can read later. And if you are like really interested in some of the frameworks or the pages that you have found, you can bookmark them. So what we did on top of this is we implemented a way to navigate it depending on your role, on your background, on your profile. So we have tags. Now the tags have been implemented by an AI, so it's kind of generic and there's room for improvement. But as you can see here, right next to the magnifying glass, you see a tag and you can search there. And in this case, I'm showing community marketing and, of course, some of the community management platforms that role may use, and, of course, also something related to awareness. So filtering by tags. The tags that are outside the screenshots, the bullets, are the rest of the tags that have been implemented recently. And on the left, I have another example. If you see, it reads security policies and procedures, governance, risk management, compliance and with regulatory requirements, metrics, KPIs. So it's basically legal and compliance. On the right side, you have HR. And if you pay attention to that, it's mainly related to onboarding and offboarding of employees and members of an organization. So if you want to look your bookmarks, you just click on bookmark, and that's it. And now I'm going to show you a few classic examples of, in this case, the category operational security. You may be tired of hearing us say, hey, don't use MSF, SMS, 2FA, but here it is again, an entire category for you to read at your home with the family, sharing a nice meal. And also here, this is one of my favorites. It's one of the outputs of one of the other initiatives, SEAL 911. So let's say an incident happened and you don't know how to organize your information, well, here, you can use this template to assess and act as fast as you can. And another simple one, which is more based on an implementation of a platform, which is Discord, and it explains basically how to harden a Discord server. So, technical details. This is, as you can see, this is really simple. We have an open repository there. We are using a set of Gitbook MDBook, and it auto deploys with Vercel. You commit and you see the preview of the deployment. And right now, only the .dev is accepting comments. So it's basically Markdown files and pure docs. I hate to admit it, but my mother was right. I did end up studying 15 years just to write fucking documents. But whatever, what you gonna do? So on general details, we have a currently committed core team. I'm really fortunate to be working with Freddy and Mehdi. I have them by my side. And we try to put minimum content on every page so you don't see some of the frameworks empty and you can jump there and criticize what we have wrote. But a lot of work is really needed for the first release, so this is why I put the disclaimer, this is not release. And the next phase is currently, right now, moving everything to public, so we are seeking community collaboration, and we hope that making everything public will incite further collaboration. So what's the problem that we want to tackle? You've seen that security threats don't diminish by the year, and as Avdov was saying, if you paid attention to his talk, and something that's happened is that most recs, let's say, are not only aimed at decentralized infrastructure. So, and even they are getting better. So, related to the information, if you remember the sketch, it's like really difficult to keep track of all the stuff. It even happens to us at the Guild. We post articles, and I don't go back to update them. I have a lot of repositories in GitHub where I put notes, and you know how it is. It's like really difficult to keep track, and it happens. They get updated. So we propose this solution. So what can we do to solve this? We can transform it to a way where you can access it and understand it independently of your role in an organization. So which is our aim? Our aim is to create best practices, make them comprehensive, help organizations to secure different aspects of their projects. And if we can do that regardless of the specific technology, the better. But this doesn't come without challenges. So what might difficult our process? I mean, if you come to DSS or this track, you know that the knowledge is out there. You possibly all have something in your head that I don't know, and the other way around, so I just need to understand how to get to each one of you. Even proofreading is something that helps. And that's what I'm insisting on, that we need collaboration. This is something that we all try to have to do together. So then let's say that we created something and it's useful. We need to convince people that they should follow these practices. So seeking adoption is something really important. And to do that, we have to make it at least usable or easy to navigate. Otherwise, it would be like a painful experience. So of course, now that we created everything like that and it's public, then we can keep it updated. And another stuff that happening is, if you saw, we have more generic approaches, but then you saw something like Google Suite, Discord, Telegram, and you are going to say, hey, but that's like really close to an implementation. Yeah, so the thing is that we don't want to go too abstract in order not to get to and how to draw an old situation. So the idea is that we have to understand better how to see where it is needed to go further deep on the implementation versus on high-level practices. Back again to how to collaborate number. I'm going to drive you crazy about this. So you can go there, log in with your Vercel account, and leave comments, annotation, whatever. And of course, since it's on a public GitHub, you can create a PR, you can create an issue, you can create a discussion, hop on the previously created ones. Here I am showing you just a few. We're currently there are 25, more than 25. So if you don't know where to start, there is even the label Good First Collab, and there are 15 of them right now, and I will start creating more after DevCon. So why should you collaborate? I think that we need to shift our perspectives, stop negating the human nature. And like, we're gonna make mistakes. So if we use mechanisms of control trying to avoid people committing mistakes, it's negating the human nature, right? So what we should do is just accept that we are going to commit mistakes, as I said, and build more mechanisms of resilience to be able to recover, which is more important. And of course, we can do this alone. So, since we can do this alone, I am also going to show you this recent initiative that we are participating along with Securium and the Ethereum Foundation from the Red Guild. I'm not going to say much because you can find everything there on ETH Rangers, but if you have participated in public goods working in security for the past year or past months, then you may be eligible for 25K in two tranches. And even if you participated in the past and you're eligible and don't know what the fuck you should do, we are going to give you different initiatives where you can support continuing your work, which because it's really valuable. And of course, security frameworks fits into one of the initiatives that you can continue supporting. So that's it. I thank you very much all for your time, and I hope you contribute to the security frameworks.
Awesome. Let's give Mata a big round of applause. Can I just say I love his outfit as well. So colorful. And I like the fact that he took out his shoes. That's why he calls himself a techno hippie. Yeah? One with the stage, one with the environment, and one with the security. Now, we haven't got any questions yet, maybe because I forgot to remind everyone to please send in the questions. I know you're really interested by his presentation of the frameworks. So let's give everybody just maybe 1 or 2 minutes. Quickly send in some questions. You can scan the QR code, submit some questions if you want to ask about the Seal Alliance, about the security frameworks that he briefly mentioned. In fact, I was just looking at the security framework. Let me open it. So you can actually get the QR code that he got on screen. I scanned it and
malware.
I got it. If you missed the QR code, it's frameworks.securityalliance.dev. Very, very interesting. It's a resource, a collection of best practices written in abstract or general fashion to be applicable regardless of the specific technology. Right? So it doesn't matter whether you're Web2, whether you're Web3, everybody can read it. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, everybody can access completely free online. I love the fact that this is the kind of things that we collaborate and we build together. Speaking of building together, I see you guys building the questions on the screen. So let me look at some of the questions and let's go right to the top. Oh, do vote for your questions so we can target the most popular ones. First one on the top, Mata, why create... Oh, excuse me, it moved. Okay, they voted for this one. What's the highest impact action a Web3 user can take to improve their security? Oh, it moved away, but we'll go to that one. Highest impact that you can take to improve your security, what would you say?
They are all good questions. Really hard to reply to them, so I'm going to try to be brief.
Sure.
I think this answer has to be more, it's more related to the relationship everybody has, be it Web3 or 2, to the technologies. I feel like we're using a lot of technology and we don't understand it.
Yeah.
It happens like... even on household items, you have a router, you have a portable computer which is capable of doing a lot of stuff, and people don't know, like, for example, on the iPhone, you have a lockdown mode which protects you for a lot of stuff. You can even disable, I don't know, a lot of stuff that may pose you to other threats. So I'd say that getting awareness and understanding the technologies that you use, it's a more important stuff, because I've seen people say, no, you should use this extension when you interact with protocols, or you should use this NAP, but those things can be tricked and have been tricked in the past. And if you only rely to that kind of technologies to protect you, what happens when they don't? Are you going to get wrecked? So I'd say understanding the technologies that you use and the risks that they pose, it's the more important stuff.
Excellent. Very good. Understanding the technologies we use, right? We use it every day, but we don't always take time to understand it. Now, three votes at the top. Why create a new framework instead of adding to existing ones from the Web2 companies?
I like to see those. I like to see those. And
yeah.
What happens, at least to the ones that I know, I don't know if you ever tried to look information in the internet and try to contact a company to do a collaboration. Most of the things that I have seen from organizations are like really jealous of on like other stuff, and they mostly do it like a marketing stunt. I'm not saying it's not valuable. So working on with organizations that did this as a stunt is like really hard. And for example, if I want to collaborate or others want to collaborate, it's like really difficult. So we thought of doing something that everybody could participate and it's free. I mean, it's on the Security Alliance, but it could be elsewhere. You could even fork it and start doing a new one if you think that our ways suck. So this is an approach. I'm not saying it's the best one. This is an approach. We have more ideas to improve the interface that will come later this year. So we wanted to be more, to give the community more control over this stuff that is really important to us.
I completely agree. It's not always companies that are willing to share. Companies usually protect their stuff. They don't want you to know their security practices because otherwise you might then take advantage, right? So, but this is collaborative. What Seal is doing is to collaborate with everyone to build a document together. Okay, four votes at the top, Mata. Do share any memorable incidents, if you don't mind. What can you share? Something that happened that you want to maybe share a story.
I'm going to share like a personal experience which made me get interested in security.
Sure, yeah, that'd
like
be cool.
Totally off topic because, I mean, we can talk about like DPKR or some other stuff. If you wanted, I don't know who wrote this, if you wanted something more like that, we can talk, we can discuss it outstage. But I started in security doing, let me go back. I started playing online games like in 2000. There was a very popular Argentinian game called Argentum Online.
Argentum Online.
Argentum Online. Yeah, cool. It was the first
ORPG.
ORPG there. Yeah. So I made a friend there, a female.
Okay, nice.
And then we started exchanging messages. And back in the day, we used Messenger for 4.0.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're old.
Yeah, we were chatting, and she told me, hey, you can see these emoticons, not emojis.
Yes, yes,
so
emoticons.
Let me send you this pack. So okay. I accepted the pack, and then my compact disc was started, the tray was started opening
no
and
way.
Closing. And she said, thank you for your IP. I was like, what the fuck? So
wow.
I got locked off, and all my contacts were erased, and I lost contact with a bunch of friends online. I was like, I felt like violated.
My God, you got hacked from MSN Messenger.
Yeah.
From an emoticon pack.
Yeah, 24 years ago. So that's when my evil arc started.
Wow.
I'm on my good one right now.
Now that
you
is
can
quite
see I'm
a
working
story.
For two non-profits. I'm not good. I'm not bad.
Thank you. Slip of the tongue there. Wow, that I've never heard of anyone getting hacked on MSN.
Yeah.
Of all things. But thank you for sharing that story. I mean, that was really memorable. We got a few more minutes, so let's see the question at the top. Two simple things to enhance the security the most. So you mentioned awareness, and I think maybe if you want to add one more thing that you think would be something practical that everybody in the room can do.
Well, I can tell you what I do.
Yeah.
For example, I have a Linux machine. I have full disk encryption. And I also sometimes paint with nail polish the screws.
You paint the screws with nail polish?
Yeah, in case I get an evil maid attack. You know what an evil maid attack is?
No.
It's when you leave your room on your computer on your room and you leave and someone enters and hijacks into the room and then unscrews your computer and puts a backdoor in it. So if
I see.
You have to. Yeah, this is like really paranoid.
So you
level.
Paint it so that you'll know if someone has taken out the screws.
Yeah, that's...
Wow!
But if you have full disk encryption, it's like...
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it depends what's your threat model. If you're like a very high-profile target, you may be doomed. But
that is quite extreme.
What I do is, for example, I use a firewall.
Firewall, yeah.
In my case, I use OpenSnitch, but on Mac, you can use LittleSnitch or Lulu. I prefer Lulu better. And I have a virtual machine. And inside the virtual machine, I run containers. And every project that I try to run, even the ones that we have created, I run each one of them inside a container because the container even runs the extensions inside the container.
Right.
But as we showed on yesterday's workshop, there are even misconfigurations that can leave you
vulnerable.
Unprotected.
But I think what you pointed out is important as well. Not everyone has to do all of these things, right? It's about your threat level. If you're dealing with things which are dangerous, then of course you have to implement. I don't think I'm going to paint the screws on my MacBook at home, but I mean, those are very interesting tips. I've not heard that one before. So
yeah,
that's
and I'm, for example, here, I got this tip from Greg.
Yeah.
Hi, Greg. We're using a GLINET. Router. It's it's called a Veril. It's really small.
Yeah.
So what we do is we take it, for example, to these conferences. It comes with a VPN inside.
Yep.
So we create a local network and
right.
we connect all our devices there. Even if you're on a plane and you are only allowed one device, it also works like there.
Yeah.
Like this. So
isolating
yourself, I'd say is
correct. Creating your own private private network. Okay. Very cool. Thank you for sharing. Those are some very interesting security practices. We got time for one or two more questions. Where can we follow your work? So where can they follow you if they want to follow your work?
Since we work at two organizations, mainly our organization is the Red Guild. You can go to theredguild.org.
The Red Guild. Okay.
We have created for DevCon specially a CTF on our platform, which is called Direct Games.
Okay.
Direct Games.
Okay.
There we have Demunable DeFi, which was originally created by Tincho, and also the CTF, which is based on real case scenarios that made organizations get wrecked. So you have to play the role of an adversarial.
Right.
And then you have to help, for example, the Ethereum Foundation to retrieve some credentials that Vitalik has pushed and deleted on a file on a repository.
Okay.
And then we have the Phishing Dojo.
Phishing Dojo.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever went to those corpo phishing awareness trainings.
I have. Yeah.
They suck.
Yeah.
They put you like a video, and then they ask a multiple choice
questions.
They'll send
me some emails, and if I click on it, then I go for the training because I failed the phishing test.
Yeah, this is. I'm really proud that we came up with this.
Yep.
So, phishing.directgames.com, there you have, for example, it starts with an interface of an email, and you have to understand if you see someone or something fishy, right? And then it changes scenarios. Like you sign in a transaction, you're watching Etherscan, trying to see if you get spoofed. But it's all fake. Even the wallet, you don't have to leave the entire platform. It has been thought that way, so it's safe to play and have fun. And then, we have, I think, like monthly updates.
Okay.
A kind of like that. And on Seal, I'd say join our community. We have a Discord where it's public.
Yep.
There's not much activity right now, but maybe if you come, we can start talking there and share everything we have been up to.
Perfect. You finished right on the time is up, 000. Let's give Mata a big round of applause. Thank you very much. All the way from the Seal Alliance, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.